Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting today with Jason Smith. He's the Chamber President and CEO here, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, as we're talking some of the different economics of the city of Manhattan and things that impact it. And one thing that you guys recently started is Classroom to Career.
Yeah, and you all ran a story on it a few days ago when because we talked about it a little bit at the county commissioners meeting. But this was something, and it's in its third year, and we talked about workforce and how do we get careers aligned with job openings, and so what kids want to do with and adults with what's available out in the marketplace today. We are going down as far as fourth grade now through a program that we call Classroom to Careers. I'd heard a little bit about it, of course, when I got here, and then they put it together for the new school year. We have 33 business sponsors. So there are businesses that sponsor every fourth grade class in the city of Manhattan, and that includes Manhattan Catholic and Flint Hills Christian. And then every school in Wamego, because we're partnering with Wamego Chamber and Pott County Economic Development, and every school in St. George. And so there's 33 fourth grade classes, and each one of those classes is paired with a business. And of course, in Manhattan, they're Manhattan businesses. And through the year, those businesses will touch the class in a variety of ways, including instances where the students will actually go on site to the company, if it's something that's appropriate, go on site to the company and tour and look around and see what they do and understand, you know, hey, if I want to work here, these are the skills I need to know. This is why I need to learn math. This is why I need to pay attention in science. And so I'd heard about the program. I was stunned at the excitement when I went to they had a meeting last week where they matched the teachers and the businesses, and I heard more cheering at that than just about any other event that I've been to with the chamber so far. Everybody was really excited about it. The superintendent was there, Marvin Wade. It is something that people here have embraced and businesses have embraced because it's a financial commitment from the business. It's a time commitment from the teachers. It takes away from the normal day-to-day activities. But everyone seems to be embracing that with a lot of enthusiasm. And those are the kind of things that we're going to have to continue to do. And, people ask me all the time, should we try to attract new jobs or should we work on improving our workforce? And my answer is always yes. It's not an either or, it's an and. We have to simultaneously do both at the same time. And so we are very cognizant of that. And that's why we are working on, putting the final touches on the launch of Region Reimagine and the initiatives, the economic development initiatives that are coming out of that. There's a substantial portion of that plan that's workforce related. And how do we connect students of all kinds with our business community? How do we attract new workers? How do we retain retain people that are already here? And how do we align training programs? And that becomes as important or more than trying to attract a new business. Because if you can do the talent side right, you will be a lot more competitive for attracting and retaining and expanding your own businesses. However, without jobs, obviously the number one factor when someone's considering where to locate generally, I mean, it's different for different people, but generally is still, I need a job. I need a good job, not just a job. I need a good job, and I need to be in a community that is affordable and where I can maintain the quality of life that I'm used to. And so all those things are addressed in Region Reimagine. But I think it's most important to understand probably the most items in the plan deal directly with talent. And so we are going to continue to be very talent focused. We will be October 1st presenting to the city commission and talking to them about the program, talk to them about some of the ideas that have been presented from that plan and expanding the program and whether the community wants to fund those or not. And so we are very fortunate in Manhattan to have a generous business community. So per capita, I believe that we have more private investment, so more businesses investing in our economic development program than anywhere in the country. And so we've been able to have a successful economic development program because of the generosity of our private businesses. And so the community is they're interested in what ways that we can continue to grow. We have been fairly stagnant over the last 10 years in job growth, or since 2010. And so we need to find a way to bend that curve, which is right now flat. We need to bend that back up.
Got a phone call here. Let's get to their question here. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead. Caller, you there?
Is it true that AIB in Manhattan is closing?
That's not to my knowledge. They have a different business model than they've had before, but I believe that they're going to be discussing that sometime in the future. But they still have their administrative offices here, and to our knowledge, they are going to continue to administer all of their programs out of Manhattan.
The story I heard was February is a closing date.
Again, I'm just giving you that we talked to them today. I'm just giving you the information that they've given us.
Yep. And I reached out to AIB a couple weeks ago when I heard about that rumor, and yeah, they informed me that there's no truth to that at this point. So, we're going to actually have them coming on In Focus here very soon.
Good.
So,
well, one of the things that, you know, we talk about as part of this strategy is the most important economic development initiative anyone can undertake is making sure they're consistently in front of and talking to their existing employers. Because at the end of the day, if there's something that is inhibiting them either from growing, or if there's a challenge that they're facing that you can help remove, I mean, that's the easiest way to attract and retain jobs is working with your existing employers. But again, at the same time, and this kind of brings to light, and I'm, you know, again, this has nothing to do with AIB other than it's just the conversation about closing. We can't freeze our economy and say, this is what we want, and we're just going to keep it exactly the way it is right now, because things change. I mean, globally, there are so many, I mean, the world changes at a much faster rate than it ever has. The idea that you can somehow freeze the way things are right now and it be that way forever is just, it's quite frankly delusional. I mean, it's just not something that's practical. And so if you're not aggressively pursuing growth opportunities, you will shrink. I mean, all you got to do is look at rural America, look at some of the old Rust Belt cities where auto and manufacturing used to rule, and see that they tried to freeze things in time, but it didn't work. And eventually those things start decaying. And if you're not developing a new strategy and moving forward in a new direction, you're going to have some challenges moving forward. So we always have to be thinking about what's next. We have tremendous opportunity in Manhattan, not just with MBAF, but all the things K-State's doing, some of our other private business to be a world leader. And I'm mean world in global food supply, security, production, animal, plant, all those things that we have to be able to feed the world as the world continues to grow. And so we have to leverage those for new opportunities because, unfortunately, we can't count on everything. We can't count on being able to take a snapshot and keep everything exactly the way it is right now.
And I just want to reiterate that they will be on the program Monday. We'll have the CEO and the VP of marketing on the program on
Great.
Monday. They have made some changes to their services, and they're going to chat about that on Monday. So be sure to tune in at 9 a.m. They'll be on from 9 to 9:30 on In Focus.
Great.
Anything else, Jason?
Nope. I think we've hit quite a few things. So as always, it's great to be on with you guys. This is literally my favorite time of the month. And so I'll miss you next month, but I'll be back in November.
What?
Yeah, I'll be out of town. But I'll be back in November.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again
All right.
real soon.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.